The Regression of Kylie by Max Harper. Kylie's Accident, Part 1. Again. Intentionally loud and exacerbated, she heard her mother from 3 rooms away. Oh, she thought. This can't be good. Not sure what got up her butt this early, but I don't want any part of it. Kylie. Come here this instant. Damn. Kylie set her phone down on her nightstand and slowly got up. It was a lazy Saturday morning, and as a freshly minted 19-year-old, home from her first semester of college, Kylie was ever the rebellious young adult. Not in a traditional sense, but when called, she made it a point to drag her feet whenever she was expected to go anywhere. She padded her way towards the voice, wondering when she could move out and be done with this nonsense. She found her mom in the laundry room, looking rather irate, clutching a fistful of pink fabric, and almost immediately she knew what was wrong. "What is this?" her mother demanded, shaking the cotton panties at her. "My underwear. And can you tell me why they are wet and reek of pee? I didn't quite make it to the can. What's the big deal?" "The big deal? I'll tell you what the big deal is." Her mother pulled a plastic grocery bag out from between the wall and the washer. In it were several other pairs of Kylie's underwear that also reeked. "This is the big deal. 4 pairs of your underwear in less than a week have made it into the laundry like this. I thought you were done having these sorts of accidents." "I am. It's not like they are completely soaked. So I might dribble a little bit every now and then. What's the problem?" "The problem is that you are 19 years old. And no 19-year-old should be peeing in their underpants. Hell, not even a 6-year-old has this many accidents in 1 week." "Whatever. If it's that big of a deal, I'll do my own laundry." "Yeah. Okay," she retorted sarcastically, "if that was all it took for you to do something around here, I would have had this talk with you years ago, but Kylie, this has to stop. You can't keep having these accidents." "It's not an everyday thing, Mom." "Okay. Just leave it alone. Is it happening at school? Is it because you are stressed out from exams or something? Do I need to take you to the doctor?" "I don't need help, Mother. Okay? Will you just let it go?" "No. I can't let this go. I can't sit by while my daughter becomes a young woman and pees in her pants. Like a child." "I'm not a child anymore. I don't need you telling me what I am. I'm 19 and I can take care of myself." She was starting to get emotional, the one thing that she didn't want. But her mother wouldn't leave it alone. "And I can't keep wasting money replacing your pee-stained underwear. So right here, right now, we are going to figure this out." "There is nothing to figure out. It was just a few accidents. I misjudged how bad I had to go and barely made it in time. If that was all, then it wouldn't be a problem. I can deal with this happening every now and then, but Kylie, it isn't just happening when you are awake." Kylie paled. She could have sworn that she took care of that before her mom found out. "I don't know what you are talking about." "Don't you? Why are you lying to me? I'm your mother, I'm your first and best friend, and I'm here for you. If you are struggling with something, then you should always be able to come to be with it, and we can solve it together." "I'm not lying to you." "No,